Praise, for you are the light. bless you.
Oh, let us all this evening, let us, oh Lord, we bless your name. We give you the honor, we give you the praise. Oh, you deserve it, oh God. Just bless his name this evening. Just say, Lord, I thank you. I give you the glory, I give you the honor. Oh, I lift your name in high. Oh, blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another time like this, O God. Grace, once more, has been, Lord, our portion for us, O God, to be in your presence. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Thank you, Lord, for our homes, Lord. Thank you for our working places. Thank you, Lord, from our schools, Lord. Thank you for our children. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Genesis. Thank you, O God, that we are in your presence. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. Tonight we have yet a privilege like this, Lord. Oh, we give you the glory. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we are always happy to be in your presence, Lord. The Lord, even this privilege, oh, that we have received tonight, Lord, we thank you, God, granting us gentle mercies from our various homes, Lord. We just say, Lord, thank you, God. And Lord, as we have come, we know that, Lord, there is something in store for us. And Father, tonight we pray the Lord, you give us the heart of God to hear, oh, to receive your word, of God. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, even our hearts, oh Lord Jesus, will always be ready to receive. Because we know that, to God, this message, this word of yours, they are profitable to us. Amen. They are profitable to us for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions, that we will be thoroughly finished unto good works, Lord. So, Father, bless us tonight. Even as, Lord, we look into your word tonight, to God, Lord, we know there are mysteries. Father, open those mysteries to us. We know the Holy Spirit is here. Amen. Oh, the teacher which guides unto all truth. Amen. Father, speak to us tonight and lead us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God richly bless you for coming. Today, from my village coming, it was a real storm. It was raining really bitterly. Praise God. When we got to Dublin, there was no sign of even a drop. But I think it was later before it started raining here. God richly bless you for defying all the rain and the cold and everything to be here in the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Lily, where do you keep your phone? Sister Lily called, was it yesterday night?
Yes.
Yeah, that she wasn't feeling fine, and we prayed together. Amen. And this morning I was trying to get in touch with her to find out how she's doing, and I couldn't get her. And we thank the Lord. Amen. For the testimony that has come. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. You see, God is not only found here. He's found in everywhere. Amen. And understand they were in the brother's home, Brother Vlad's home, and there were what? Praises and worship and a prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Oh, it healed the sick. Amen. 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 He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And he will do his will. Amen. Amen. Whatever he has said, it will never fail.
Amen.
So we thank God for tonight. Tonight, we're going to look at something, and it will be something like a Bible studies. Praise the Lord. To be like a Bible studies, if you have your pen and paper, because we'll look at a number of scriptures tonight. And our topic will be the mystery of the kingdom. The mystery of the kingdom. Let's turn our Bibles, let's turn to Luke 11, as we read from 1 to 4, let's hear the word of God. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And when you read the same thing is in Matthew 6, verse 13, he concluded this way. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, this is your word of God. We know we want to study your word of God, but Father, we have no lead except the Holy Spirit, which is the teacher to lead us to God. Amen. Father, we believe tonight he is already here. Amen. So Lord, lay your hands upon your word of God and let it be light unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank God. When we come to the house of God like this, we come to renew our strength. Amen. Amen. By the word. And by renewing our strength, we do what? We mount up with wings. Amen. And fly over every what? Circumstances and matters of this world. Amen. We fly over circumstances. No, circumstances are not of God. They are of this world. And if you want to know the meaning of circumstance, he said, unforeseen events outside a person's control. Oh, not for a Christian. Praise God. He said, unforeseen events outside a person's control. But we know, we as Christians, we are not victims under what? Circumstances. Because the prophet said, you were born here to control all circumstances. Amen. Praise God. Said you were born here to control all circumstances. Amen. Amen. And when we read Isaiah 40:31, it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And then Daniel 11:32 also says, but the people that do know their God, the people who do know their God, shall be strong and do exploits. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Just like what the brethren did. See, they did exploits. Amen. You will be strong. Amen. Amen. And you lay hands upon the sick and they will what? Amen. They will be healed. They will receive their healing. Now, let's look at our text. It said, and it came to pass that he was praying. Oh, Jesus himself was what? Praying. Amen. Oh. Brother, Jesus himself was what? Praying. Someone who does not need to pray. Even his what? Praying. And we need to pray.
Amen.
We don't pray. You see the difference? He was doing what? He was laying examples for us. Examples for us. And after he had ceased praying, maybe when he was praying, the disciples were just looking at him and they don't know how to pray. And they were just looking. So when he finished, he said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Praise God. Teach us how to pray. And he told them, when you are praying, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. That is what we are on tonight. That kingdom, we want to see what that kingdom is. Amen. You know, one time, now let's look at the points one by one now. Thy kingdom come. Let's look at the second one also. That's the scripture we have always been referring to because it is a great scripture. That was when Jesus asked the disciples, whom do people say, I, the Son of Man, I am? And he said, some say that you are the John the Baptist, and some say you are what? Elias, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. But I say, you, who do you say, I, the Son of Man, I am? We know what Peter answered and said unto him, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said unto him, he said, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Then listen to what he said here. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I'll give unto thee what? The keys of the kingdom of heaven. So we hear the kingdom of heaven here again. And then listen to the promise that follows that key. He said, And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. When you have received that key to that kingdom of heaven, you can bind and you can loosen. And whatever you say, it will be done in heaven. Praise God. Let your will be done as it is in heaven. Amen. And then another scripture again. Jesus said, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Oh, this kingdom, what is this kingdom? First, he said, when you are praying, he said, Thy kingdom come. Then another time, he said, I will give you the keys to this kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind will be bind in heaven. Whatever you loosen will be loosened in heaven.
Amen.
Then another time he said, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Oh, what is this kingdom then? Because we can look at the scripture that the kingdom was preached. Now give me Matthew 3:1-3. You've got to be very fast. Matthew 3:1-3. He said, In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hoy. This kingdom of heaven. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Give us Matthew 4:17. There also Jesus himself, John the Baptist, was preaching. In what? In Judea, in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Then Jesus himself also started what? Preaching. And he said, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Give us Mark 1:15. Still Jesus preaching. Mark 1:15. Still Jesus preaching. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. We are moving on. Then let's turn to, give me another one here in Matthew 10:7. When he sent what? The disciples. And he said unto them, and as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, yes, sir. Give me again Luke 9:1-2. Luke 9:1-2. Today's Bible studies. Amen. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Verse 2. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
Amen.
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 The kingdom of God.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven. Give me another scripture in Luke 10:9. Luke 10:9. Now he sent 70. And he told them. He said what? He sent the 70. He said, and heal the sick. He told them, heal the sick that are daring, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God.
Amen.
Oh, remember the disciples, their daily prayer. The disciples, their daily prayer. Thy kingdom come.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come.
Amen.
Oh, as they have been taught how to pray. And so every day, oh, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The disciples' daily prayer. And so, we see that Jesus himself was preaching that repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. John the Baptist was preaching. He sent the 12 to go and preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. He sent the 70. The kingdom of God is at hand. And so, since that day, has the kingdom of God not yet come? And where is the kingdom of God? That is what our Bible studies tonight, we're going to find out. Now let's read something from Matthew 13. Matthew 13. And now take notice of this. It's a great something that is for you and for me. Amen. Matthew 13. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And a great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. My brother, take notice of this. He said what? Great multitudes.
Amen.
Great multitudes. So because they will press on him, he had to go in the boat, in the sea. so that they will send on the shore great multitude. Verse 3, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Amen. Now, for time, because we have a lot of things to study, so I just want to, you know the story about what? The sower. When the sower went, some fell on the roadside, some among stones, some among thorns, and other things. But the question is, verse 3, he said, he speak many things unto them in parables. Great multitude. He spoke to them in parables. Now, what verse is that? When the disciples came to him. Then after that, the disciples came to him. What verse is that? Verse 10. So later, the disciples came to him. And the disciples came unto him and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? See? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Amen. Great multitude. My brother, my sister, take notice of that. Amen. Great multitude. It is not given to them. Amen. It was not given to them to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. But to you few, amen, it is given unto you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You few, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Look at this great multitude. And none of them, my brother, serious, great multitude. But it was not given to them to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. But he told the disciples, for you, it is given unto you. It is given unto you to know the mysteries. My brother, my sister, this message of the hour that we are believing is just the same matter as it is here. Malachi 4. When God promised that I will send you an Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord to turn your hearts back unto the fathers. It is right there in the scripture. But these things, my brother, look at what? The Christendom. Great multitude. Great multitude. But it is not given unto them to know this mystery. But now look at you seated here. Amen. Look at you seated here. It is given to you. It has been given to you. My brother, my sister, that day, much will be demanded from you. Don't play with this message. That's why he said to this our age, Laodicea, he said, either be cold, I will like it, or be hot, amen, but I don't want lukewarm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you can't take this message, my brother, my sister, get out of it. Amen. It will be better for you. And go out there and see what is there. Amen. Go out there and see what is there. I'm talking from experience. I've known a lot of people. right from Ghana, that were in this message. They tried it. They went out. My brother, their own, your own could not be like the prodigal son. Where a way was provided for him to come back. Your own, it may not be so. Great multitude, and he said it was not given. But to you, it has been given to you. And so how are you handling this mystery? My brother, my sister, we are dealing with what? The Creator. Amen. Amen. The Creator who gives you what? Breath. Amen. Who gives you what? Breath. Amen. You sleep. You don't know where your spirit went to, where your soul went to. The body just lying there. And yet, he will be what? He will be working on your heart. Amen. Pumping it. Amen. Breathing. My brother, and when you wake up, even prayer to say thank you is off. He's a God of long suffering. But I tell you, my brother, as it is written in Peter, as what? The angels, they receive their what? Their punishment. As Sodom and Gomorrah received their punishment. And the days of Noah received their punishment. We will never escape.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We will never escape. Then he's no God. But he's long suffering.
Amen.
He's long suffering. That has given us great grace.
Amen.
That we can do anything that we want. But my brother, my sister, get in line. Get in line.
Amen.
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 That is given unto you. Now, this is a blessed something that my brother, that this kingdom, this revelation is given unto us. So at one time, Jesus told the disciples, he said, I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father had appointed unto me. And then another time he said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Little flock. Little flock. It is what? The will of your Father to give you what? The kingdom. That kingdom he's talking about. What is that kingdom? And I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou will bind in heaven. And whatever you losing, will be losing in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
You know, all along, the disciples were looking at what? A physical kingdom to be established. They were looking at what? The physical kingdom to be established. And so anything that is natural, anything that you look at it in the natural realm, my brother, there is always what? Striving. You see, because the disciples were looking at the whole thing in the physical realm, in the natural realm, there was strife among them. Amen. There was strife among them. Who will be the greatest? See? Who will be the greatest? They were looking at it in the what? In the natural realm, and so there was what? Struggling. Seeking for what? Positions. See? Who will be this? Who will be that? Oh, my brother. But compare the day when the Holy Ghost had come unto them.
Amen.
Come upon them.
Amen.
Where was the strife? Where was all the disputing? But the scripture says, they were in one accord.
Amen.
Amen. Because now it has become spiritual.
Amen.
My brother, let us not look at things in the natural realm. Let's not look at things in the physical realm.
Amen.
It will always bring strife.
Amen.
Amen. They were looking at what? That kingdom. That kingdom will be what? Something physical. So there was strife amongst them. I will be this. I will be that. Amen. My brethren, are there any fighting for positions amongst us here? My brother, let's throw those things off.
Amen.
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 I believe no one will look at it that way.
Amen.
Striving for what? Leadership and positions here. Amen.
Amen.
Your master himself. He said he made himself of no reputation.
Amen.
But took the form of what? A servant. And then you are fighting for what? Positions? My brother, let's forget about it. We are looking at it in the what? In the spiritual, in the natural realm. Let's look at everything in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
So that we all become what? We are all what? The same.
Amen.
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 We are the same.
Amen.
The same level. Adoption.
Amen.
Even Christ himself has raised us up to sit what? On heavenly places with him.
Amen.
To be here according to what? His grace.
Amen.
His mercies.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are on level terms. No one is what? Higher than anyone. God is no respecter of persons.
Amen.
My brother, my standing here is just the grace of God.
Amen.
And we are all part of the body. There is the gift that you have to be here for me to be here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, let's watch everything. Let us be in the spirit.
Amen.
Let's take everything in the spiritual realm. Amen.
Amen.
See your brother, see your sister in the spirit realm. See Christ in him.
Amen.
See Christ in her.
Amen.
Love one another.
Amen.
Encourage one another.
Amen.
Pray for one another.
Amen.
That is what they were doing. If our hearts have been turned unto the what? The apostles.
Amen.
Our fathers.
Amen.
Then we go to what? To live as the way they were living.
Amen.
In harmony. With one accord, breaking bread together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Doing things in common.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said to Pilate, when Pilate asked him, he said, what have you done? That this your own Jews have brought you here, accusing you, what have you done? Do you know that I have the authority to set you free? So just tell me what you have done. What did Jesus say?
Amen.
He said, my kingdom is not of this world.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. This world has nothing to give you, my brother, my sister. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servant fight.
Amen.
That I should be what? I should be delivered delivered to the Lord. I will not be delivered to the Jews. But now, my kingdom is not from hence.
Amen.
Amen. My kingdom is not of this world. That kingdom, the mystery mystery of that kingdom. My kingdom is not of this world. If not, all legions of angels will come and fight for me.
Amen.
But no, sir. That is why we have a proof in Matthew 4.
Amen.
A proof in Matthew 4. That was when Satan took him onto what? That pinnacle. He said, now look, the kingdoms of this world, I give them unto you if you bow a little to me. See, my kingdom is not of this world. Praise the Lord. What has the world to give you? Christ himself looked at it and said, look, these things, they are not mine. Look at your father Abraham. When he was called out from his comfort zone to go into the wilderness, sleeping in what? Tabernacles, in tents. Said, I'm seeking for a city. No continuing city here. I'm looking for a city that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Not what man has what? Man has built. My brother, let's move into the spirit. The scripture says, when you are in this body, you are absent from God.
Amen.
Do you know that?
Amen.
If you are in this body, you are absent from God.
Hallelujah.
But when you are absent from this body, you are in the presence of God.
Amen.
Going beyond your camp.
Amen.
Because if you are in this body, that is the time. Oh, the brother has done this against me. Oh, the sister is looking at me this way. Oh, this is what? A lot of things.
Amen.
You are in the body. So everything you feel in the body. Get out from that body. Because this body itself will put on what? Immortality.
Amen.
Amen. It will change. It will go back to where it comes from. You know one thing? The disciples, truly, if they had been what they hear, if they have been keeping it. What they hear, if they have been keeping it. They would have actually begin to know that all this kingdom Christ was talking about was not what? An earthly kingdom.
Amen.
But you see, they took the joy of following Jesus Christ. I tell you, brother, truly.
Amen.
Because, look, he took what? 5 loaves of bread. Then can feed what? 5,000 people. Huh? And you were what? Sharing, you were what? Going amongst them, distributing. You see, look, the disciples were feeling really good. They feel very proud.
Amen.
Walking with Jesus Christ. Know that, I'm a disciple of Jesus. Oh, that's the world. All the that's what they are. See. They have all been overjoyed by what? Walking with Jesus Christ. Maybe that day when he sat on the well of Jacob, and they had gone to town to buy. See, I could see how they are walking. Just people to know that, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, you see. They took real pleasure in that. And so all what is being preached, all what is being said, they don't take notice of it. Especially when Jesus is what? Lashing at the people. I can see the disciples glancing at one another. Give unto them. Give it to them. See. My brother, my sister, have you come to church? And you always see that, as for this one is against this man. He's going here. My brother, it will go over your head.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Where the Spirit is moving, It will go over your head. You are rather what? Siphoning what? The message that is coming. Ah, this one is for this man. Ah, this one is for this sister. See? Taking what? Joy in a, that's what the disciples, most of them, that's what they were doing. Ah, give it to them. Maybe when they meet, he said, how Jesus answered these Pharisees. Say, yeah. They couldn't even talk again. They went away. They were rejoicing in those things. Listen to what Jesus, when they asked him something. Luke 17, 20, 21. All these things, the disciples were there. They were hearing. But they never kept it. Luke 17, 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said unto them, the kingdom of God cometh not with what? Observation. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Amen. If the disciples had been what? Listening. They would have even known that, the kingdom is talking about. It's not an earthly one. My brethren, when you come to church, do you listen to the word of God? Do you listen? And when you listen, do you keep them? Because Revelation 1:3 says, blessed is he that readeth and heareth and keep the prophecies of this book. Amen. It is not a question of what? Hearing and forget. Remember the parable of the sower. You hear the word? What kind of heart do you bring here? A stony heart? A heart of stone? Which kind of heart do you bring here to hear the word of God? Look at a revelation like this. And it went over the head of the over the head of what? The disciples. They were always rejoicing that they were walking with Jesus Christ. Brethren, let me quote what Paul said. I beseech you, brethren. I beseech you, brethren. Bring a heart of flesh to take the word of God. So that the word of God begins to what? Mold you. And it will bring out, because it is life, it is Christ. Christ will be seen in your life. It went over their head. Another time. Give me Mark 8. Mark 9. Mark 9, 1. But it starts from Mark 8. That also Jesus said something unto them. Let's read Mark 9:1. Mark 9:1. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, we shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Amen. See? Some of you that are standing here, you will never taste death. Amen. But you will see the kingdom of God coming down with power. Amen. The disciples heard it. Amen. They couldn't stay. Praise the Lord. He couldn't say, but then let's watch. When we say we have come to church, we have come for a purpose. Amen. to renew our strength, to add more oil to our lamps, precepts upon precepts, yeah, little, day, little. We come here for that purpose. To come closer to Him. To be like Him. To fill your lamps with oil. Look at this. Jesus spoke all these things. And still, the disciples, it went over their head. Amen. Till when Jesus died. Oh. Because they were looking for what? Physical kingdom. Jesus never gave them the kingdom. Oh my. They were shattered. They were disappointed. Till they did what? They went back to their businesses. They went back to their business. My brother, let's watch these things. The things that is coming from the pulpit, you've been hearing all the time. When you come to church, whatever comes out from the pulpit here, it is not from man. It is from what? The Bible. It is from the message. It's for you and me. They've forgotten everything. Let's look at Matthew 19, 27 and 28. They've forgotten even that also. They forgot it. Matthew 19, 27, 28. How many are enjoying the Bible studies?
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and follow thee. What shall we have therefore? Listen to what Jesus said. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory. Oh my. Ye shall sit upon 12 thrones. Judging the tribes of Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, look at this. Look at this promise. And yet, when Jesus died, he said, the kingdom, Jesus never gave it to us. So they went back to their businesses again. Amen. They went back. And you know the story of two of them. Cleopas and his friend, that they were going back to Emmaus, and they were talking about all this disappointment. See, they were so much disappointed, till a third person came walking by their side.
Amen.
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 He said, you foolish. See?
Amen.
So can't you remember all these things? Still, they couldn't even, until Jesus was pretended he was going, say, come in, it's too late, come in. And you know the story. When they prepared bread and he said, okay, the way how you were speaking, you have real good knowledge about the word. Please bless the food for us. And he took the bread, the way how he broke it.
Amen.
Oh, my. So, it's him, but he's gone.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's him.
Amen.
That night, they never slept. Late in the night, they started going to Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hey, he's alive. He's alive. Amen. Amen. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. They were just singing, going to Jerusalem.
Amen.
Now, what? Something is now moving.
Amen.
Now they are getting into what? Their very self. Oh, my brother. Let's get into the Spirit.
Amen.
So when, you know, that time when Jesus resurrected, he stayed with them for 40 days. And they saw that time was for him to go. Their mind still was not steady. Their mind still was not steady. And so what is the kingdom? What is the kingdom? And so they became bold. So they went to him. Open at Acts 1, 6 to 8. They went to him. They went to him. Acts of Apostles. They went to him. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time, now, before you go, we are holding you. Huh? We are not going to allow you to go. He said you are going back to heaven. We are not allowing you to go. Now, will you now restore the kingdom to Israel? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. As for this one, tell us, are you going to restore it before you go? What did Jesus say? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power. Now he's revealing what the kingdom to them. Amen. Ye shall receive power that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. And ye shall be witnesses. Amen. Unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea. Amen. And in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You will receive power. That is the kingdom I'm talking about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the kingdom. Amen. It's a spiritual kingdom. Amen. We have been what? Translated. Amen. Unto the kingdom of his dear son. Amen. That's what the scripture says. Translated. Unto the kingdom of his dear son. When you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, my brother, you are walking on earth here, but you are in a different realm. Amen. Amen. You are not part of this world. Amen. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. As many that have not yet received it, my brother, my sister. When you go in your closet, let me quote Paul again. I beseech you, amen, go down on your knees. Say, Lord, I want to receive it. Amen. I want to have a taste of it. Amen. I want to be part of it. Amen. I want to get out from this, my body. Grant me the spiritual one. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Seek ye what? First. This saying never came from what? Jesus Christ himself. Seek ye first the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then all things shall be added unto you. Amen. But brother, you see, I know there are people that have not received the Holy Ghost, but you see, they are received. They are always prospering. What about that? Amen. Oh, it's a good question, but it's a wrong place for you to ask that question. Amen. The devil also can give. Hey. Look at it, said the whole world is what? It's mine. The kingdom of this world is mine. And so why not? He can give you all the things of this world. He can give it to you. It's for him. But my brother, there is always what? The devil gives you something, huh? You will pay back. Amen. You will pay back in many folds. Amen. See? When you give to the Lord will give you in many folds. You want to receive what? From the devil? There are conditions that you what? You need to. My brother, you will pay for it.
Amen.
In our country, Ghana, if you want to money, I don't know whether it's in other African countries, if you want to be rich, there are people that do those kind of things. It can make you rich, really rich. But all those who went for it, if I tell you some of them, their life, how miserable they ended up, you will never believe it.
Amen.
In my own home, one of my distant uncles, he went for it. He went for it, became so rich, enjoying, doing all things. Hey. When he can't, people will be kowtowing. I remember, I was then, I think, 14 years, when he failed. According to the story, he failed in the things. There are always things that you need to do. The moment you fail, it turns around and comes back to you. And surely you will fail. It is a condition that you will surely fail.
Amen.
So he failed. I saw it. They brought him. Now, when the sickness started, one house gone to keep to bring money home for healing. Another house gone, car gone, business gone, store gone, everything gone. Sold everything. And last minute, he was brought to the family home. Oh, he has sold all his houses, brought to the family home. And brother, one part of his body was getting rotten and still he was alive. Serious. I saw it with my own eye. One part of the body getting rotten. And he was not dying. He really suffered. And now the only thing is that we had to evacuate from the house. And it remained. His wife just gave an excuse and off, ran away. See? It was his only one daughter who took the courage and stayed with that that pungent. My brother, it wasn't easy. When the devil gives to you, you will repay.
Amen.
My brother, let's rather give unto him.
Amen.
So that he will reward us.
Amen.
And that is what? Everlasting.
Amen.
And that is life. That is joy.
Amen.
Happiness.
Amen.
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 Nothing. You have nothing. You don't owe anyone. Let's watch these things. So, brother, let's listen to what the prophet said here. Now, the prophet went straight to the point. He said, "Thou art Simon, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. Whatever you loosen on earth, I will loose it in heaven." Did he say it? I'm reading from Question and Answers. Jeffersonville, on Saturday, 1954. He said, "Whatever you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth, I will lose it in heaven. And I'll give you the keys to what? The kingdom of heaven. Now the prophet said, what is the kingdom of heaven? It is the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 It is the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Bible said, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. The kingdom of God is what? Is within you. Amen. 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 And so, my brother, that kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. From there, we exercise our authority over principalities and powers. We got translated into the kingdom of his dear son, raised together with him, and seated together with him in heavenly places. This spiritual kingdom, Jesus and John the Baptist had preached saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And before you can enter into this spiritual kingdom, he said, repent. Amen. Repent. Repent. Amen. This is the kingdom Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. This is the kingdom that Jesus said unto Peter, I will give thee the keys. This is the kingdom Jesus told the disciples, I appoint unto you a kingdom. This is the kingdom Jesus said to the disciples, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's pleasure to give it unto you. This is the kingdom Jesus said, it suffereth violence. And the violent take it by force. Amen. Amen. It suffereth what? The kingdom of God suffereth violence. Amen. And the violence and take it by force. My brother, it's not easy. Amen. Amen. But it is very easy. Amen. Two things. So which one, Brother Max, are you trying to say? It is not easy, but it is very easy. Amen. 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 It is very easy in the sense when you surrender. Just very easy. Amen. Surrender. Amen. When you are going to bed, what do? You just leave the whole of your body on what? On the bed. Amen. For the bed to take what? To take over. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you sleep with your head hanging? Do you sleep with your head hanging by the bedside? Oh, my brother, you give the whole of your body to what? To the bed. And it takes you in. Praise the Lord. Amen. And maybe you'll be snoring. Amen. Amen. That is the way how you go to surrender to Christ. Amen. 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 Everything, just leave it to him. Amen. That is what is very easy. Look at the how. When sleep is over, see, when you are tired, it's a day that's what? A labor. Come unto me. Amen. I will give you rest. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I will give you rest. Amen. And you rest. Amen. Amen. You see how easy it is? So that's why I'm saying it's very easy. But sometimes, but the other side, that I said, it's not easy. It's when you don't want to deny yourself. Amen. When you are still holding on to what? Some things that you don't want to leave. It becomes more difficult for you. Amen. But it is easy. Amen. Amen. Let's surrender unto him. Amen. Luke 18, let's read 29:30. Let's read three scriptures and we come to. Now you know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. it has been revealed to you. Amen. To you, Amen. It is given. Amen. But to the multitudes, it's not given. Amen. Luke 18:29-30. Verily, I have the wrong thing here. Okay. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God's sake. For the kingdom of God's sake. Continuing. Who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come life everlasting? Amen. Praise God. No one, this is a big promise, great promise of the Lord. So no one. And he's not just telling you that leave your wife or leave your husband. But when, if it is your husband that is putting hindrances, please, jump over and serve God. Amen. Though you give him respect, but when it comes to serving God, my sister, let God be first in your life. Amen. Amen. My brother, if it's your wife that has been always drawing you back, hey, let's go to church. No, today, let's see, the weather is not, the children don't do it. Hey, take your car, leave her alone. Amen. Let her be in the house. Amen. Huh? When the excuses are coming, just leave her and just take your car and off. Praise the Lord. That's what he's saying here. My brethren, God gave us what? Children. They shouldn't be what? Hindrances and obstacles to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What this is, that the scripture we've read here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't let what? Your wife be a hindrance, your husband be a hindrance. Turn to that place again, 29. Amen. He said, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake. Amen. Amen. Abraham left all. Amen. Left parents, left house, Amen. Left brethren. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. For the kingdom of God's sake. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Watch these things. And he said, 30 again. Who shall not receive? My brother, do that. You shall, said, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time? And in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. It's a promise, my brother. Praise the Lord. Let's try. Let's test and see. Let's turn again to Colossians 1:12-13. Amen. What should we do now? Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us to meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Again, go on. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness, Amen. And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen. Let's give thanks unto him. Amen. Amen. And then our last scripture, Hebrews 12:28-29. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Oh, hallelujah. We've received a kingdom which can never be moved. Oh, hallelujah. Receive that kingdom. Nothing can move you. You are like what? The tree that has been planted by what? By the rivers. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Wherefore, we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Grace and warning.
Amen.
Grace and warning. Amen.
Amen.
Let us what? Serve God acceptably.
Amen.
With reverence and godly fear. Are we doing that?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we will do that.
Amen.
Lord, we will do that.
Amen.
Because we fear.
Amen.
We know that we are a God of consuming fire. Amen.
Amen.
How many would serve him?
Amen.
How many loved him?
Amen.
Oh, we thank God. Lord, we thank you this evening. You know, Nicodemus went by night and went to Jesus. He said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God.
Amen.
For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Amen.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again,
Amen.
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Unless you are born again, you can never.
Amen.
Musicians, come over.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
How many have loved the Bible studies?
Amen.
Our next Bible studies will be on the Godhead, because
Amen.
There are more new people in our midst. If they ask you why there is three gods, you people believe in one God, how are you going to answer him or her? So our next Bible studies will be on the Godhead.
Amen.
Scriptures that you use to prove that there is only one God.
Amen.
No three gods. Because they will ask you, but Jesus was praying, oh, Father, Father, Father. And so, why do you say that it's only one God? Now, Jesus, how will you answer it? You need an answer. We will study that so that you put it in your pocket.
Amen.
Huh? God bless you. Jivile, yes. I love these young sisters. They are Tara. How's the job? Good. Life portraying something, I believe. God bless you. How's school? Good. Always remember these are young sisters in the Lord. Angel, how are you struggling about? God bless you. Junior, how's things? Good. Where is the Savior? Now, one thing is that these young ones, listen. I want you to be praying for your parents. Grace, sometimes you alone, go to a place and pray for daddy and mommy, eh? Praise the Lord. I forgot the name. Hannah, I think you can pray. Sometimes you alone go to a corner and pray for daddy and mommy, okay? All my young sisters, Tara and Shana, Have you ever prayed for your daddy before? Pray for your daddy. Sure? Okay. Be praying for them, eh? Remember them in your prayers. Praise the Lord. Shivile, remember the parents back home. Pray for them, okay? God bless you. And parents also, pray for the children. God bless you all. Ah, Paul, and Michael, your own time, eh? Not with Paul, but you alone, okay? Find a corner, pray for daddy and mommy, okay? God bless you.
Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone on. The sun and the Lord fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk in the heavenly door, let me go all the while. Feel the sound and the smile. Feel my way every day with love. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness go. Keep my heart free from wrong. Satisfied, fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk in the heavenly door, let me go all the while with the sound. And I smile, feel my way every day with love. Soon the race will be over, and I'll travel no more. But abide in my own abode. Let me sing and I bless again all the way. To the shore, fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly love, let me go all the while with the song. And I smile, feel my way every day with love. Feel my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly door, let me move for a while. My way every day with love.
I believe that's our prayer, that tonight the Lord will fill our way with love. Amen. Real love, the love of God, that's what overshadows all other things. Just bow down your head. As the scripture tells us, that blessed is the one that readeth and heareth and keepeth these prophecies of the book. Amen. Said, blessed are you. And so what you have heard tonight, just tell the Lord, Lord, I want it to be part of my life. I want to enter into that kingdom. And if you are already in that kingdom, Lord, seal me. Seal me. That I never have any way to go out. Just speak to the Lord. Be serious. Just speak to the Lord. Be honest and sincere to yourself. Remember, he said, no one that will surrender, that will lose all that you have and follow him, he said, you receive in many folds. Remember what he said. He said, wherefore we have received this kingdom that cannot be moved. Let us have grace. The grace is already there, whereby we may serve God acceptably. Listen to it. Serve God acceptably. With reverence. When we come to his presence, do we come with all reverence? He said, let's what serve him with godly fear. Our God is a consuming fire. Let him rather consume the fire that will come against you. Then let him rather consume those fires. Not your own fire. But the fire that will come against you. Lord, I want to enter into that kingdom. Lord, I believe, thank you, God, that you have already ushered me into the kingdom. Lord, I don't want to come out. I don't want to come out. I want you to seal me. Seal me. That there will never be any exit or an entrance. Seal me, Lord. Oh, Holy Ghost fire. Sweep over the church. Holy Ghost fire. Sweep over the church. As it was on the day of Pentecost. Lord, I sincerely ask for it. Lord, I don't want to turn back. Today I've made my decision. I've made my decision, Lord, that I surrender. I give myself to you. Baptize me now, Lord. Baptize me now, Lord. Let something take place in my life. Let a change take place, Lord. Let there be a difference in my life. Lord, there are things that they are difficult for me. Yes, when it comes to you, it is difficult. But if you will just confess those things, tell him, Lord, these are the things that I find it difficult. Help me now, I surrender them. Help me now, I surrender them, Lord. I don't need them anymore. This mystery, Lord, you said it is for me to receive. I receive it this evening. Lord, bless us, Lord. Bless your church. Bless your children. Lift us up, O God, unto the height of adoption, Lord. The Lord Jesus, we will see ourselves, O God, seated together with you in high places, in heavenly places. Lord, grant us, O Lord Jesus, this grace. Help us, Lord. Help our infirmities. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help, Lord. Lord, we lift up the church, O God, into your hands. This is the place, O God. We come, O Lord, to meet you, Father. The people want to take it. We've been praying over it, O Lord. And Father, you said anything, as long as we have entered into that kingdom, you said anything that we bind here will be bound in heaven. And anything that we lose in here will be losing in heaven. Lord, until there is another place where you have prepared for us, we stay here in Jesus' name. Lord, we want to remember our pastor, Lord, into your hands. The Lord Jesus, he is the head of the house. You are the head of God. And he is the one that, Lord, you have used as your servant to God. Father, if the enemy will come, he is the one. If he can break him down, then, Lord, the whole place will be set into confusion. So, Lord, we pray for him, O God. That the Holy Spirit, O Lord, will overshadow him. That the Spirit of God will always keep him, O Lord. Keep his family, Lord Jesus. We remember our brethren who are not here. For some reason, O God, we cannot name all of them. The Lord, you know them, O God. Lord, bless them wherever they are. Bless them, O Lord Jesus. Bless our brother Francois and the family. Bless Michael and the family. Bless our brother Ailey. Bless brother David and the family. Bless brother Jose and the family. Bless Lord Kwame. Bless as many the Lord Jesus we cannot mention, O Lord. Bless all of them, O Lord Jesus. Bless our sisters that are not here. Bless the children, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the testimony also. That you heal our brother, O God. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, O God, that we see our sister Lily also. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in your blessed name. We give all the glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Give us one song and that's we close.
Sure, Jesus is God.
Greet your brother, greet your sister.
God bless you. Glory thee.
blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. Submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture harvest on my side. Angels descending, rings from heaven, echoes of mercy. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Savior, all the day long, perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior and happy and blessed, watching and waiting. Looking around, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Say.